Okay, Simon Pezayim, we start today, Hilchis Basa B'Chalav. There are two parts to Basa B'Chalav. Pezayim, Peches, Peites, and Tzadik are separate in Yonim that stand for themselves. And Tzadik Aleph with Tzadik Zayim are the lumdesin of how Blias travel. We start with Simon Pezayim, with the dinim of Basa B'Chalav itself. I think you all know that there are some basic differences between Basa B'Chalav and Shari Surin. The Prima Gadim in his Hapsicha writes that there are three basic differences between Basa B'Chalav and other Isurin. After writing that there are three basic differences, he lists four differences. He writes the three basic differences between Basa B'Chalav and Shari Surin are, number one, that Basa B'Chalav is also Bahanoa Ubibishal, which is Isuri Hanoa very rare. Chametz, Kalei Akerem, and Orla exist today that are Asa Ba'anah. It's rare that anybody in his house would have anything that's Asa Ba'anah. It's certainly not Bibishal. So that's the difference number one. Difference number two are the rules of Chaticha Nas and Nevela, which we've discussed. Nilchis Taruvis, we'll discuss again hopefully today. The rule of Chaticha Nas and Nevela is a Deiraisa only by Basa B'Cholav and not by Shari Surim. And number three, the din of Tam Kikr Dairaisa, the din that a Bliya is a din Torah, is true by Basa B'Chalav like everybody. That a Bliya is the same as the Isser itself. By Shari Surim, it's a Machlaikis in the Gemara and a Machlaikis Rishainim, if Tam Kikr Dairaisa. Although La Halacha, this third Nafkamina isn't a big Nafkamina because we paskin Tam Kikr Dairaisa B'Shari Surim. A few paragraphs later, he brings a fourth nafkamina, a kula by Basa B'Chalav. And this is where today's learning is going to be very nagei al halacha. Today we're going to discuss which Basa B'Chalav is asa min ha-Torah and which is asa min ha-Rabbanan. And Basa B'Chalav is not asa min ha-Torah unless you cook it together. If someone were to take some chicken soup or even meat soup or stew, take the liquid and take milk and mix them with a spoon and Chalila drink it, that would be an Issa D'Rabbanan. If it's cold. We're going to discuss that. If it's cold, then there's no Issa D'Raisa. Certainly meat after milk or milk after meat, not a Shaila of an Issa D'Raisa, only an Issa D'Rabbanan. So Memela is up to Prima Gadim by Basa B'Chalav, if it's a Suffolk, by a Klisheni, of Basa B'Chalav. A Klisheni, somebody has a pot of chicken soup and there's a Suffolk, whether you put in, let's say, a milk a spoon or some type of Suffolk in a Klisheni. By Basa B'Chalav, Sveikai Mutter, because it's a Drabana, it doesn't cook. Even though the Bliya goes, Afopi de Maflit, Koma Inim Avashal. But Shari Surim, a fillable Klisheni, awesome. By Shari Surim, is an Isser of a Bliya travels. That makes an Isser by Kol Yisurim Shabbatayra. By Basa B'Chalav, if it's not through Bishul, it's only a Drabanan. And in Melas, the Suffolk is Mutter. So that Sveikis, which are very common in the kitchen, when people call with a Shaila, it's very common that they use the spoon or they use the keli and they're not sure what it was. So we have to know, if we're talking about an Isser D'Raisa and a Kli Rishon, so then Sveika is L'Chumra. Talking about an Issa D'Rabbanan in a Klisheni, then Sveikai is Lekula. So these are the four basic differences. Again, the Chumris are Basa B'Chalav is Asa Ba'anah B'Bishal, Chaticha Nas Nevela, which we'll discuss soon, Tam Ki'ikah D'Raisa, those are the three Chumris, and the Kula, that Basa B'Chalav has this Kula, that if it's not Derech Bishal, if it's not in the manner of a Bishal D'Raisa, then it's okay. Right, so let's see, let's learn Sif Aleph. There's still two copies here. Anybody needs? And we'll pass it down. Meat and milk, right.
Right. But if I have a piece of puzzle, a piece of puzzle is also a Nevela. So the question is, if I take a piece of the mixture of Basa B'Chalav, or a piece of the puzzle, and I make it work. So,
what you're saying is 100% true, which you have to appreciate the nuance of it. If you have a meat that's asas basa b'chalav, it was cooked chalila with milk, and that gives the blia into a vegetable, that chaticha nas nevela, that blia into the vegetable, so let's say an ounce of blia went in, let's say an ounce of soup from basa b'chalav fell on a vegetable, that vegetable, the chaticha nas nevela, that's a deraisa, does not apply. Because that vegetable is heter that has a blia of iser. There's no difference if possible chala fell on it or chaza fell on it. When we say chaticha nas nevela min atayra, we mean that a blia of meat, let's say you have 1 ounce of milk that fell on a 10-ounce piece of meat in a pot, you now have 11 ounces of iser. That the meat and the milk each is nas nevela. So that it's a din in basar and chalav. That basar and chalav become nas and nevela one from the other. But it is true that it's only a chumra min atayra in the basar and the chalav. It's not a chumra in other things. The nafkamina, of course, is. If this, now, this 11-piece ounce of meat were to fall into another pot, and that pot has 70 ounces of meat, so you take now, you have a piece of meat that has 1 ounce of milk, 10 ounces of meat, and it falls into a pot with 70 ounces of meat. So in Svara you would say, 1 minute. There's 1 ounce of milk and 80 ounces of meat. It's batel b'shishim. So we say no. We say the meat was nasa nevela. The meat is the gufe isra basa b'chalav. And now when it fell into another 60 or 70 ounces, 70 ounces against 11 ounces, not batel b'shishim, and it asers. So I'm explaining chaticha nas nevela a little quickly, but that's the basic idea of chaticha nas nevela, is it adds to the amount. It adds to the kamus of the iser. So that when milk falls onto meat, it's not enough later to be mevatel just the milk. The milk and meat are both the gufe iser basa b'chalav. Together they're like a piece of chazer. It's a new iser basa b'chalav, and the two together. And now it's not enough to be mevatel the milk. You need shishim against the whole mixture.
So in other words, if you had a huge piece of meat, let's say has a size like 100, whatever 100 means, and you have 100 ounces and 1 ounce of milk, and we're on one corner, and one chose to, and we saw that corner there, before we could cut it off, it already affected the whole 100.
No. Milk, it's important. An ounce of milk that falls into a soup with 100 ounces of meat, is still batel b'shishim.
No.
Chalav is batel b'shishim in 60 of meat. The only time we say chaticha nas nevela is if the milk fell first into less than shishim, then it was nas nevela, and then it fell into something else which was more than shishim.
If
it was possible to separate. It's a little complicated what you're saying, because you're talking in a case where it's not cooking and there it doesn't go bakulai. So I want to leave that. We'll leave that for a moment.
The same thing how you mentioned before, but you didn't realize what happened.
Yes.
Chaticha nas nevela
min atayres, even if you didn't realize what happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me just tell everybody, there is a machlokes, the mechaber and the ramah. The Mechaber says we only say chaticha nas nevela by basa b'chalav, we don't say it by anything else. The Ramah says that midrabanan, we do say it b'shar isurim. We do say chaticha nas nevela by all other isurim. Except there are certain kulis by lach balach, by hefse meruba. But generally, that's the difference between the Mechaber and the Ramah. So go ahead. Same thing.
There's
no difference, right? That's correct. Okay, let's see the Shulchan Aruch. Kasa b'tayra, loy sevashol gedi b'chalev imai, gimel panim. As you all know, it says three times in the Torah, loy sevashol gedi b'chalev imai. Why does it say it three times? Echad le'isa bishol, echad le'isa rachila, echad le'isa hana. And we know this from Rashi and Chumash, that it's actually a machlokes in the Gemara, but we paskin. That the three times, one is for achila, one is for bishul, and one is for hana. So here, everyone asks, but if the Torah meant eating, why did it say so? Why does it say three times Leisa Vashel Gedi? Let it say Leisaichel, Leisa Vashel, Leisaichel, Leitehenna. So Mechaber explains. V'hoitzi Achila B'loshen Bishel. Why does it say Achila in a Loshen of Bishel? Leimer. She'ena Yosem in Atayra Ella Derech Bishel. That is a very important line, which we're going to discuss. That Derech Bishel Asra Torah. The Torah only asks if Asa B'chalav in the manner of cooking. So that if you mix cold milk and cold meat, it would not be Asa B'na Torah. Abamid Rabbanon Asa B'chalav. The Rabbanon were very machbe on Asa B'chalav. It's Gezerah, L'Gezerah, L'Gezerah. Because we ask her not only cook together, but even cold together. And not even cold together, and cold one after the other. And not only cold one after the other, but cold 6 hours, as long as it's nice and time. The Rabbanon were very machbar on Basa B'chalav. But min HaTaira, it's only Derech Bishol Asra Taira. And as I said, when we started, the primary nafkamina is for Sekis. Safik the Rabbanon is Lakula. And a Safik the Raisa is Lachumra. If it's Derech Bishol, and we'll define Derech Bishol, but if it's cooked together, it's a Deraisa. If it's cold together, then it's a Drabbanon. So that depends on how it came in. Hopefully we'll get to that. That will learn from Tzaddik Aleph and on. But when Kedek Klipa is enough. Now I just want to learn the Ramah, and then we'll come back to the Mechaber. Ramah says, "Kol basa b'cholav she'enai osim na teira muta bahana." Very important Ramah. It's a chiddush atzum, but all the Paiskim paskin this way. The Marshal is the Machmir. I told you when we started Taruvis, the Marshal is Yoshita Lechumra in a lot of Hilchis Bas B'chalav in Taruvis. So Taz Aleph brings the Marshal Chaylik al Zeh. But he himself, everyone passes like this Ramah. The Kol Basa B'chalav that's not awesome in a Torah is Mutar Bahana. And that's not only Mutar Bahana, but Mutar B'bishal as well. And that, you can ask in Lamdis, why should that be? Achila, Hana, and Bishal are all deraises. Why the Rabbanim made Gzeira to the deraisa? Why they only ask her Achila? Why did they ask her Bishal and Hana? So it seems that Chazal understood that once they ask her Achila, the whole Metzias of Bishal and Hana will be not Shchiach. You can't eat it. What are you going to cook it for? Okay, so that says here, the Yad Avram, I believe, that it's Mutar B'Bishal as well. He asks why it doesn't say Bishal.
What does that mean?
That means it's Mutar. Let's say you have a Gaita, and she wants to, she brought her food, and she wants to cook it, her pot. And a Gaita worker, so you're allowed to cook together chicken soup with butter if you want. Chicken is Derabanan. So if she wants chicken soup with butter in it, so you, there's no Issa Bishal. You can't eat it. But you can cook it for her. Who says here about Bishol? I'm sorry, Kiveg, the bottom line. In the Chidush of Kiveg, Mutar Bahana. Hodol like cost of the Mutar B'Bishol. Why does it say it's Mutar to cook it as well? Hainu de Kail B'Basachas Ayde Kfisho Malicha B'Zeh. Because he wanted to include that it's Mutar Bahana, Basa B'Cholov, that's not cooked together. That's kovush together, or salted together. So he wanted to mix it all together. So therefore, he wrote that it's Mutar Bahana. B'zeh also b'bishol, even the kfisho malicha nivla v'yachalav. Shabishol mevashol ata habasar. If you're going to be kaivish basar b'chalav, you soak meat in milk. Later, you can't cook it. Right now, it's a drabanim. If you cook it later, you'll be cooking basar b'chalav. So it's 2 pages later, continuation. But anyway, it's certain that it's mutter. In case you ever forget this, you know, a story always helps people remember things. There's the I think it's a bit famous story, Reb Nachman Adler, that the Chassam Sefer brings. Reb Nachman Adler had a maisa with a bird that flew into, they were in a factory, they were cooking butter. And a bird flew into a vat of butter, and it was hot, and it didn't survive. It died in the vat of butter. So, obviously, it became treif. So, they asked Reb Nachman Adler if they could sell the butter to Goyim. So, Reb Nachman Adler said, no, Basa B'chalov is asa b'hana'ah. So, you have to spill it out. So, they spilled it into the river. If they spilled it into the river, someone told Reb Nachman Adler, you made a mistake. Basa oif b'chalov is mutar b'hana'ah. They could have sold it to Goyim. He made a mistake, he paskin wrong. So he said, even though he paskin wrong, some sefer writes, lo yu'una l'tzadik kol ra, it was also anyway for a guy the Sam Sofer writes, because of Eva Menachai. Because when a bird dies in that way, the wings die first. The wings are burned first. And those wings, which are already, which died before the bird, were Eva Menachai, and they were Belaya into the butter. And the Mela, it's by Eva Menachai, which is also Leben Noyach. So he writes, this is what he writes in the Tshuva. As I state that in the Tshuva, the Chasam Sofer, the Malamed Chusam, is Rebbe Yoram Nasnadl. So, Akoponim, from the story, at least it helps you remember that bottom line, I hate to use stories to remember things, but it works, you know, that Basa Oif B'Cholav is Mutabana. Don't make the same mistake Rav Nasnadl made. You know, he made the mistake, we should remember. So, that's this klal of this Ramah. Basar B'Cholav D'Rabbanon, Kemat, all Basar B'Cholav we have today, we're going to learn, almost all Basar B'Cholav we have today is D'Rabbanon. Okay, including a cheeseburger, which we'll see soon. Why is there D'Rabbanon? We'll see.
But makes Basar B'Cholav, to be a
if a guy makes basa b'chalav, a yid's not going to sell it anyway. Once it's cooked, the isa b'anah is independent of the isa b'shul. Even if it's cooked b'hefter, a guy's allowed to cook it.
But
right, it's not all he's ever said. So it's still us. Goyim are aser. You mean if Tam kikid rice applies to goyim? It seems that way. That's what seems on this for some side. What? The story says it. Okay, it's a true with some sayings. What in a story? You can never pass him from stories. Only you can remember things from stories if they're true. But this is a true with some sayings. My explanation. If you're interested in this, the Stipler in Chulin has a tshuva about this story. I'm explaining this nicer the way the Stipler explains it. That the wings die first and the belaya. If you read the Chasam Sofer inside, you could understand that the live bird is mavliya. It's an old tumult. If live things are mavliya. If you read the Chasam Sofer inside, he doesn't write anything about the wings dying first. It says the blurred flew in, it says belaya v'min achai, and therefore it's aser. And there are those who understand it, that live birds are, live things are mavliya. So we've spoken about this in the past. It's a dove pella to say that live things if somebody sticks his finger into the chicken soup and it's burning hot and he pulls it out, so Basar Adam is also Aser. So it's nice and time into the chicken soup. Now you have to throw out the chicken soup. It's somehow not Mestaver. At least the Paiskim should have said it. So it's not Mestaver that a live thing is Beileya, is Mavliya. And Shlomo Klug has a tshuva about it. So the Stipler, and his tshuva to explain it from Sofer, explains it the way I explained it, that the wings die first, and then that's what the Sofer meant.
Does the Marshal Aser chicken cook?
The Marshal, which the Taz quotes, I believe the Shach brings it also in Beis, Marshal holds that Basa B'Cholav, the Rabbanon, is also Bahano Abadishal. But as I said, Ein Lo Anu, Ein Lo Anu, Al Divir Yerushayna V'Achrayinim, they're all saying...
What is he based on? Based on this, he's saying he's arguing with Yerushayna
V'Achrayinim. Who? Marshal? The Marshal bases it on very glad to Svara. The Svara is...
The
Gzeira
is the Gzeira.
It's... It's not a Gemara that says Beferish, Rishayna V'Achrayinim, it says, and...
But an example would be the chicken cooking with milk.
The chicken cooking with milk is an example of Basa B'Cholav D'Rabban. Okay. That we'll get to, Mr. Shem, in the next Simin, why there's a difference. There are two pshatim, and we'll see both are true, and we'll get to that later in Peches. Now, so this is the Ramah. Let's get back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber said that you must know that Dairaisa Dika Basa B'Cholav is only Derech Bishul Asra Taira, only Laisa Vashel. Now this leaves us with many, many questions. What's excluded from Bishul? What about roasting? What about frying? What about blias through touching? So that's what we have to explore. The first thing is Shach Aleph. Shach Aleph says, "Sheni yosem in a Torah ella derech bishul kolaymar, avoloya yidei kavush umalicha sheni derech bishul." If something is pickled together, meat and milk, or salted together, sheni derech bishul, that everyone agrees is not cooking. So kavush umalicha is up to Shach. that's being excluded from from this. Kavush kimavushel. Kavush gives blius just like vishel does, but it's not cooking. And therefore, that's mutter. What about roasting? So there's a pri chadash, which is quoted in the Be'er Heitev, Aleph. Be'er Heitev, Aleph first quotes the Shach, Klei ma'ava le'ay de'a kavush amalicha she'enei derech bishel. In parentheses, he brings v'tzli, roasting, b'chlal bishel, is included in cooking. V'tzayneim le'toicham, afu derech bishel. If that mitzayneim le'toicham means you're cooking a chicken soup and a piece of cold cheese falls in. Even if you fish it out later, it doesn't stay in. But that's derech bishul. Even a kli rishon shalay alayish, right? Even a kli rishon not on the fire. Definitely has to be yatzal ledes. V'chein iroi mevasha lepachus kedei klipa. That's already a chiddush. Iroi, if someone were to pour hot milk on a piece of cold chicken, so that's mevashal kedei klipa. We say it goes in kedei klipa, but that's bishul. Umaushan and smoke, this means hot smoke, havi kibishal. So here we have the chumris of the prichadash. What do we say? Four things. Tzli, tzaynel teicham, iroi, and ma'ushan, and smoked. These four things are all considered basa b'chol of dairaisa. Tzli, the prichadash brings a raya from the pasuk, u'bishalta v'yachalta, it says by the Karban Pesach. It says you should cook and eat, and there we know you roast the carbon Pesach. So we see that Tzli is Bechlal Bishel, and that's his Raya. Lamaisa, the Paiskim, all Paskin, I mentioned you many times, that when it's a Shaila V'day Raisa, pretty much we're Machmir like all the Shitas. Shaila V'day Rabbanans, we find Machleiksin, Prichadish is a Kadmoy, and pretty much the Paiskim Paskin like him. The truth is, the Shach is Mashmir like him. Because that shach says what's excluded by derech bishul, kavush amalicha.
The short shach.
The kavush amalicha is not hot; they're both cold. Why doesn't he tell me tzli, which is a bigger chiddush? Yeah, kavush amalicha is the rabbanon. Even cold mixed is the rabbanon. But it's mashmah taka from the shach that anything that goes in through heat is a dairaisa. And lemaisa, said that's the way all the place can paskin. They talk about it. The lumdus of it, based on the sugya, the toilet in the shail of Yeshem Lemikra, Yeshem Lemisaira, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, I guess, about Leisavashel be Bechalevi Mai, maybe it's Bechalevi Mai. Gemara says maybe it means Bechalev, maybe it means with fats. So with fats, that would be frying, that wouldn't be cooking. So they bring a raya from there that frying something is also considered to be cooking. Because the bechalev is not bechalev, it says leisavashel. So you see, bishul includes all of the. Don't necessarily see includes all, but you see includes more than bishul itself. So the Gemara has a havamina that it's bechalev imay. So al kaponim, that's the discussion. The Chavis Das brings an interesting crazy placey. He says the oilam has a kasha, the belt has a kasha, that. We know that the Klal Yisrael was taught to kasher where? Like Yulei Midyan. After the war with Midyan, they captured the booty of Midyan. They took Kalim, and Klal Yisrael were told to kasher the booty of Midyan. So the Gemara says, how do you know Tam Ki Iker Dairaisa? How do you know Bliya is a Issa Dairaisa? Maybe Ben Atayr, it's only Asa to eat the Chazer itself. How do you know a Bliya and a Keli is Asa Ben Atayr? So the Gemara says, you know, Tam Kikadai Raisa from Giulea Midyan. Because by Midyan, they captured Kalim, and they were told to kasher. The Drabonas didn't exist yet. Why were they told to kasher? Must be a Bli as an Issa Dai Raisa. As they state in Gemara. So the crazy place says, the Oila Makshin, the Velt has a kasher. What's the kasher? Who says that Bliya, the Tam Kikar is Dai Raisa by Shari Surin? Maybe Giulei Midyan was for Basa B'chalov. Because there's a Bli of milk, and you're going to cook meat. A Bli of meat, you're going to cook milk. Maybe it was as Basa B'chalov. Basa B'chalov, we said, Tam Kikr is the rice laid everybody. The Sharon, the Gemara, is Tam Kikr by Shari Surin. So the Velt is this Kasha, Starka Kasha. How do you know they kashered the kelim of Midian? Because of Shari Surin, maybe it was for Basa B'chalav. So answers the crazy placey. If you say that Sli is only a Drabanan, then it's very good. Because it says they beferish the Pasik that they kashered kolash yavei be'esh, a spit, or they also kashered. A spit is only used for Sli. So the kasha, maybe it was a Basa B'chalav. If you say that Sli is a Drabanan, so then it's not a kasher, because they were told to kasher a spit, which is Sli. Why kasher it? If it's only Asbaz of Achalav, why kasher it? So that's how the Gemara knew that Tamkika must be Deraisa, that they kashered the spit because of Issa Nevela, because of Issa Treifa, because of Issa Chazer. It says if you would say Sli is a Drabana, it would answer this Velt's kasher. This ain't crazy place. But La Halacha, everyone agrees, La Maisa, all the place can agree with the. That Sli is their eyes. Yeah. Very good. So cheeseburgers should also be a deraisa. So for that we have to see the inyan of Cham L'Taicham, which is mentioned here. It's in the Prima Gadim, but we see it in Rabbi Kibager. You have it here on your copy. The Shiloh of Cham L'Cham. The Shiloh of a cheeseburger, I'm told, I never observed it, but I'm told that they don't put cold cheese on a cold burger and put it on the fire. They have a cold cheese and a cold burger, and they put the burger on the bun and the cheese on the burger, and the, I guess, the lettuce and tomato on top of that, and then the top part of the bun, and then they give it to whoever it is. So that's called cham l'teicham. Two hot things touching each other. The question is that a deraisa as well? So let's see Rabbi Kiva Eger here. Let's see the first Rabbi Kiva Eger. Ella Derech Bishel. Now here you're going to have to help cut because there's a kasha here which I had yet when I learned Baruch Pam Hilchas Basa B'Chalav. I'll share with you the kasha. I don't appreciate the teretz. Let's go step by step and I'll tell you what I didn't understand here. First let's see Rabbi Kiva Eger, which is very glad. Ella Derech Bishel, the first Rabbi Kiva Eger, Ayin B'Pri Chadash, he quotes as well the same Pri Chadash. The gam tzli, the iroi, v'tzayna lo teicham havadai raisa. It's interesting, he leaves out, he only brings three. Tzli, iroi, and tzayna lo teicham, he leaves out ma'ushan. Why he leaves it out, I don't know. V'ayim b'yam shal shloimei perikin ha'nasha. Look at the mashal, the kosa. The basar cham, shenaga l'gvina chama, that's a cheeseburger. Hot meat that is touching hot cheese, that blia of cham l'toy cham, that iser is only in iser drabanan. Ayin sham. V'agosa v'agosh haredura shebeseif ha-sefer. Chaticha shenichbisha b'chalav. If you have a piece of meat that was soaked in milk, which is a drabanan, osa levashla. Now you can't cook it. Da'at kan have iser kovish m'drabanan. Till now, meat that's soaked in milk was taka derabanan. Ba'ata, but now if you cook it, oyvar lisa bishul deraisa. I can't l'shine it. Mashma dim nizvashel b'cholav, if it was once cooked in milk, muta lazor levashla. You're allowed to cook it again. And what is he saying here? He's saying that ain't bishul acha bishul by basa b'cholav. That seems to be the chiddush of this last part. That it was cooked once, the first cooking is derech bishul. But ain't bishul acha bishul by the second one. So Rabbi Kiva Eger here adds two chidushim to what we already learned from the Pri Chadash. He adds two kulas. That cham lecham, like cheese and hot cheese and a hot burger, two hot chatichas that touch each other, that's not derech bishul. And that's only a drabanan. Now what's the svara to that? What's the svara that hot cheese and hot meat is the drabanan? It seems even one on top of the other. So it seems. One on top of the other, but he doesn't mean a klirishin, because that would be iroi. He means a chaticha, which stays hot, and touches each other. So, the svara, I think, is that a cook doesn't cook that way. It's not derech bishul. That's not how you give blias. That's not how you give taste. A cook doesn't give taste to meat by touching cheese to it, off the fire. So in mail, it's not derech bishul asur tayr. That would seem to be the svara of this.
Don't say like we said about Shabbat, a half piece of meat.
Yeah.
A double gush. So when you put the cheese on the double gush, shouldn't some of the meat be cooked?
Oh, the mitzvah is that the bleas go one to the other, yeah. And the stomach cooks a little also. But okay, I hear.
Yeah.
She's cooked already. Okay, okay. But the fact that it's cooked already is not enough of a heter. The Gilyam Arshah, Reb Shlomo Eger, adds a little to Rabbi Kivaga's second chiddush. How do you have hot cheese? We'll have to do a field trip and see how they do it. I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, I guess they make it hot enough that it doesn't melt totally. I don't know. Yeah, of course. What? The Tocham is, in a Klirishin. It's not Tocham, it's the Raisa. And not in a Klirishin, Cham Lacham. Not in the Klirishin, he means. No, he means outside of the Klirishin. He means it's just the pieces. It's not in the Klirishin anymore. Just the Chetiv. You understand what I'm saying? It's outside. Oh, we're going to get to that. There's a, if you want to turn the next page to Dogo Mervava, we'll talk about it. If the cheese is cold, you put it into Klirishin, then it's gonna ask it. She'll cold cheese on a burger and not on a cleavation, that's gonna be the same thing. It can't be more chomer than high than the cheeses have. Rav Shlomo Eger adds to the second halacha here. The second Gilyam Arshah, the Rabbi Kivaga said that ain't bishul acha bishul by basa b'chalav. So Rav Shlomo Eger explains. Echelis abishol basashen is bashal lechudei meat that was cooked separately. The gam cholam avoshol and milk was cooked separately. Osir achakach levashlam yachad. Then cooking them afterwards is a daraisa. V'loy amrinam bei ein bishol achabishol. Dezerak b'shabbos. If they were cooked separately and now you cook them together, we do not say ein bishol achabishol. Miu bikvar nisbashlu yachad. If they were already cooked together, and now you want to cook it a second time, so the second bishul, if it was cooked together, basar chalav together, and you're cooking them again together, he makes a diuk that's mutter. But Kivega made a diuk from a shari dura, he makes a diuk from a prima godim. So, what? Again, all these things are an afkamina for sveikis. All these things are an afkamina for sveikis, and although in this particular case they were cooked together already once before.
Or cheeseburger.
We're not talking about heterim to have cheeseburgers. We're talking about if it's a derais or drabanon. Osir, it's osir. There's no shayla. Nafkamina is derais or drabanon. Nafkamina is a big nafkamina. If you're allowed, you have a worker. If you're allowed to serve him a cheeseburger. You know, and I know in Kippah, I go there many times. They give the guy money and they send him out down to McDonald's, you know, before the kitchen's open, before the summer. I had somebody in my class who was working there. He called me, he asked me a question. He said that the workers are in camp. He was up in camp beforehand. And they put together an order and they told him to go to McDonald's. You know, they didn't want to have to 20 Mexicans, you know, stop working and go down to McDonald's. They sent him to McDonald's to buy. They said, don't walk into the store, go over to the window and give him your order, drive through, and give him your order. So he asked, I think Yadison was there, Yadison Turner. So he asked me, am I allowed to go? You know, I'm having an offer, Basa B'chalov, I'm having. So, what? Okay. At any rate, it turns out there is no basa. I don't know if they put butter on their meat. That I don't know. But as far as the cheeseburgers themselves, that's, if it's not basa b'chalav deraisa, then it's not an issue.
Can we understand?
So that's what he says. It's hard. We're going to see. The Pesachim really don't pass on it, except for the Nazir Yehuda, but it's very hard to say that. The Basa Mevela is a heter. Because all the Pesachim on the page don't pass on it. at any rate, so this is halacha number one. Yeah. If they're cooked separately. He says then there's no bishlach habishul. Alright, the truth is, it's hard to understand the svara. The svara of ain bishlach habishul, I could understand. If you say derech bishul osra taira, the way a chef cooks. A chef cooks, he doesn't take cooked food and add foods to it when he warms it up. So we say that's not the main way to cook, ain bishlach habishul. I could understand that. Rav Shlomo Eger's chiluk in svara is hard to understand. If the two foods are cooked separately, then we say yesh bishlach habishul to cook it together. If they're cooked together, then we say ain bishlach habishul. The only way I can understand this svara is you say that sometimes cooks do that. You make a knish. How do you make a knish? You cook potatoes and you cook onions and you mix them together and then you bake them with a knish. So sometimes cooks take things that are cooked separately and they put them together, derech bishul. But to rewarm things, that's not derech bishul, that's derech warming things. So to rewarm is not the only svara that I would see in the derech bishul of ein bishlach habishul. Otherwise, very hard to understand the svara.
The only is bishul.
So that's a chiddush. The Rambam says such a thing. The question is, we pass like that Rambam. The Rambam's, the Kudah of the Floor, which we're going to learn, Mr. Shem, probably next week, says such a svara. The question is if it's true lahalacha, that the Bishul B'chol has to create everything. We're going to see in Yitzhak Hashem, this is if you look on the next Amid Aleph, the first has two pages a page later, the Dogam Ravava, he brings such a Rambam. It could be, questions we passed down. I forgot to thank at the outset David Shurin and his staff for making the copies, which I appreciate very much. I appreciate very much because for many years I did it in Yeshiva and then David offered, so it saved me, not only it saved me time, it saved me money also. Because I paid the yeshiva for it. Yes. How much cooking? Okay, I have to get to that. Okay, there are three very important issues. Then again, lahalacha. It's rare I get basa b'chol of shilas. I got a couple of ties basa b'chol of shilas. There's some soup mix, which has no U, which is milachik. Which people have put in their chicken soup and called me with a basa b'chol of shayla because there's milk in the soup mix, and it's a problem because it's the same brand that a certain, it's like a cube I think or the question is basa b'chol of when it's aviv l'taima, that was the issue, and it's you have to be careful, some have the OU and some OUD, and it's the same packaging, just different flavors. So you have to be very careful. I don't know if it's still in the market, but those are the basa b'chol of issues that I had. So basa b'chol of does come up occasionally, and most of the shalas of basa b'chol of that come up are milchik kalim that touch meat, or inflation kalim that touch milk. That's most of the time. Usually it's not mamish milk and meat, mamish that mixed. So the following question now becomes very important. A blia through a keli, is that somebody tells me, you know, I cooked the soup in my milchik kapat, and it's a milchik ben yaymai. We're going to assume the keli is a ben yaymai keli. I cooked soup in a milchik kapat, and now I realized that's fleshik a soup. I thought it was a part of a vegetable soup, and now my wife came home and she said, no, that soup had meat in it. So I cooked fleshik a soup in a milchik kapat. Is that soup basa b'chol of deraisa? Was it basa b'chol of derabanan? They want to serve it to his gaita. He wants to serve. Look, he's got the tray for vegetable soup, so serve it to her already. You know, it's metamta mesalev, etc. So, you know, give it to someone who could use it. So the question is whether that's muta bahano or sabahano. So this is the issue which I had a very very difficult time with. In svara, it would seem to me that it should be a derabanan. Because derech bishul, the way I understand derech bishul, I may be wrong. The way I understand derech bishul is the manner in which people cook. Is there anybody in the world that wants to give taste to a fleishiga soup and they say, I want to give it a little buttery taste? You know what I'll do? I have a milch kapat that I used this morning with butter. I'll cook the soup in it and I'll give it a buttery taste. It doesn't seem to me to be the derech of bishul basa b'chol. And therefore, I would have assumed that it's that it's the Rabbanan. Not only that, but it's a kal v'chaimer. Ma'adach cham l'teicham. You put cheese, hot cheese on a hot burger. We're saying that's not derech bishul. All right, that's not aleish. But it gives more taste than a pot into food. So I would have assumed that it's a drabanan. As a matter of fact, the Chavos Das, later Barichos, here Bekitzer in the first Chavos Das, says it's deraisa. And the Mishnah Brura, in Simin Shin Zayin, Hilchos Shabbos, Mishnah Brura says, where it talks about Amira La'akum, Mishnah Brura says, the Bir Halacha, you're not allowed to give a guy meat and milk to cook together. You have a guy and they want meat and milk, says Amira La'akum by Basa B'chol of his Aser, you're not allowed to tell a guy cook meat and milk together. The guy does it on her own, it's a separate story. But you're not allowed to tell a guy cook meat and milk together. Not only that, he says to give a guy meat to cook in a milch kapat is also aser al tamir al akum for basa b'chalav. Why? Because that's basa b'chalav deraisa. Amir al akum is not only hilchos Shabbos. Amir al akum is by yisurim deraisa generally, and therefore you can't tell a guy to cook it together. So memela Mishnah Brura says that telling a guy to cook milk in a milch kapat is basa b'chalav deraisa, because otherwise bishul, even a Jew's allowed to cook basa b'chalav derabanan. And therefore, it seems from all the Paiskim, the Prima Gadim as well, in the Hagdama, writes that it's an Issa Daraisa. I saw in the Crazy Place, he also, I didn't see anybody that says that it's an Issa Darabanan. They own them on that by a Kli Ben Yaimai, Mishnah Brura there says, you can't give a guy meat to cook in a Ben Yaimai Dika Milcha Kikeli. I want to cook in a Ben Yaimai, that's not Issa Daraisa. I don't know if a guy. It's certainly not possible to have their eyes. But he says in a Ben Yaimai it's us. So this is the issue that I had a difficulty with. Why should it be that that's called Derech Bishul Asra Taira? To cook, like if meat in a milk kapat, milk in a milk kapat, why is that Derech Bishul? We're saying it has to be the manner of cooking. It's not enough a blia. A blia, when you put the cheese on a hot burger, a blia goes from one to the other. Double gushri paskin is maplu to mavlia. But to say that it's that's more derech bishul than a bli and a keli, I must be misunderstanding derech bishul asatira. I don't understand it, and I don't know of any paisik that says that it's not a deraisa. But to me, it sounds like a tremendous chiddush.
It doesn't necessarily have to be derech bishul to get the tam from the keli, but what you're doing is bishul.
It's halachically it's a bishul.
It's a bishul, and since this is their official, and one of the outcomes is that it is bus of the follows. So
must be something like that, I don't know, yes.
The basic thing that most of my friends get, butter to everything. And when you ask them, they say it's either for texture, for flavor, or both. So if you now it is not, it's texture or flavor. What's the French person going to tell you? It's always flavor. Is it?
But a blia, did a French do it, and a blia through a Kaylee?
Yeah.
I don't think so. No, they put the butter in. They don't say, oh, I want to give it a butter taste, so, oh, I have a knife, I used it hot butter this morning, it has bleas, so I'll stick it into the meat. That they don't say. Yeah, I don't know.
You give it to the trailer, the taste comes out bleas. So if it's a benjamin, it must be
it has bleas. I don't say it doesn't have bleas. I'm just saying it's not derech bishul. It doesn't seem to be. I mean, not Bernat. I guess we know from Giulei Akum. We know from, remember the whole Makar of Tom Kicker is like one of the Arm of the Gemara is Giulei Midyan. It's Tom Isser. Here's Tom Heter. The Paiskim Neman that it's not a Napanapet Behetera unless it comes into Heter. If it comes into Isser, it's called Napanat Isura. And that's included.
So you
can
tell a guy to pickle meat and milk.
You could tell a guy to pickle meat and milk. I don't know what you gain by telling it, but right. It's a drabanan. Drabanan is a mutter side by hanah side by bishul. So what?
You could pickle it yourself.
A person could pickle it himself. You're allowed to pickle meat and milk yourself. It's also mutter. Someone wants to be in the business. He's allowed to do it.
You could have a business like that,
right? No, business chayri, you don't do chayri with Dvar Meisurim, yeah. You don't do schayer of dvarim asurim, but even no, Mr. Dravon says it's mutter taka. Is there a bottom layer of schayer is mutter? Okay. At any rate, so this is it. There's one last inyan in this simon that you have to be aware of. So we covered what? We covered the inyan of Sli, the other types of cooking, which we now know as Daraisa. Basically, we've said that just about everything is Daraisa, except if it's Kovishim Aliyach, is a Drabanan, and Cham L'Techam, like the cheeseburger case, is a Drabanan. Everything else is Daraisa, except we're going to see in a minute that the bird, poultry, is a Drabanan as well, which is a big kula. But basically, all the manner, most of the types of Liyah through heat, is the Nisa Daraisa. There is one more issue, which is also negayah to the kitchen. And that is, in Hilchos Shabbos, a person is not chayiv unless he cooks Kamaichel Ben Dursoi. You have to cook it at least Kamaichel Ben Dursoi. It has to become edible. The question is, by Basa B'Cholov, if you cook less than Michael Ben Dursoi, is that Osir Min HaTorah, or is that Mutter? In other words, someone put up meat and milk to cook, he didn't realize, and he chapped. It was hot already, but it wasn't cooked yet. He shut it off. Now he wants to know, is this Issa Daraisa or is it an Issa Drabanan? It's less than Michael Bender's side. So Prima Gadin in his Psicha to Hilchis Basa B'Chala brings that the Prichadish is Mekel. Prichadish says less than Michael Bender's side is a Drabanan. And the Prima Gadin himself disagrees. He says that it's a Daraisa. He doesn't explain in Svara. Again, it's very hard to understand in Svara why that's called Derech Bishel. But he brings Rayas. He says we're going to have later cases of a Tipa Shel Cholov that spritzes on meat. And we talk about it being, it sounds like it is a Deraisa. And it doesn't say it has to cook a Michael Bender's side. So the Prichadah says it's a Drabanan. Pribogadim says it's a Deraisa. The Chavis Das has a Pshara between them. Chavis Das. That's correct. The shot is only if you could sell it to a guy as is. So the Chavis Das has a nice pshara. Chavis Das says, in Svara, the Prichadish is right. If you didn't cook a Kamacha B'Dersoi, it's not their ambition. But the Arayis from Tipas Cholov Shadafal Al-Bosaf Akert. He says very nicely. He says, when a drop of milk spritzes on hot meat, and the meat is hot, but it's not cooked yet. It takes meat a while to cook. He says the cholov cooks right away. When a spritz of milk falls on meat, and it's hot meat, the milk sizzles, that becomes cooked immediately. The milk is right away cooked in Michael Ben Dursoi, and that becomes an Issa Daraisa Basa B'Cholov. The meat, now the meat that's divla in the milk, the lachluchas in the milk, is also Daraisa. But the side of meat that's cooking, or the roast that's cooking, that's not yet Michael Ben Dursoi, and that would be still a drabanan. So when it says over there that it's a shalav deraisa, it means because of the cholov shabai. The bas of a cholov in the liquid, in the lachluchis, is deraisa. The meat itself, the roast beef, is a drabanan. That's a nafkamina. He says it comes out from the Chavis Das. You're allowed to sell it to a guy for the value of the meat without adding for the value of the spritz of milk that's in it, which of course there's no additional value for a spritz of milk. If you tell the guy, you know, it's a great side of meat, it's got the bleas of milk, that would be awesome. But if you just sell it to him as is, so you're not nehenna from the milk, you're only nehenna from the meat. So the Chavis Das holds that that's mutter. So that Lamaisa la halacha, like the Chavis Das, the halacha is that possible cholov needs kamaichel ben dursoi to be a deraisa. A blia, a spritz of milk is deraisa because of the spritz itself. But the guf habosar, if it's less than machel ben dursoi, it blives an issa drabanan. You're allowed to be nehenna. That's the Chavis Das shita.
Practical, sure, but it's not.
The prima gadim still are. The prima gadim says a chiddush. He says it in two words. He says, Derech Bishol Asra Taira Hainu Linyan Malkus. And if it's less than the Derech Bishol, it's still Asra Min HaTaira. Does it? It says Lashon. So the meat is Asra because it has the milk in it. There's no different than a Hachazer in it. What? No, if it has Shishim, it'll be Mutter. A spritz of milk, if there's Shishim in the meat, it'll be mutter, except that by tzli there's another problem, that it might be belay only kedei netila. So technically, if you cut out kedei netila, the rest will be mutter. But what? Yeah, okay, but let's say you don't know where the spritz is. There are many spritzes. It's spritz all over the meat. Al-Kapanim, this is, well, let's just see a quick Sif Beis, which is very quick. What? The Beis Meir says that the Chatzishah might be even what the Prima Gadol means. Might be, because he says Linyamalkas, he might mean Chatzishah. The Sif Beis, Gidi Lav Dafka, who had in Shar Seve Eis. It's not only a goat, who had in other meats, Loishna B'Cholav Eim, not only with milk of its mother, Loishna B'Cholav Acheres, other milk, Ela Shadibra Akasav Bahaiva. It's talking about a farmer. So it's talking about Haiva, but it's Lav Dafka. So who had in other types of meat? That's Sif Beis. And Sif Gimel, what? Other types of meat? No, Chaya is the Rabbanon. Chaya and Oif is the Rabbanon we're going to have next week. Plus Chaya and Oif, a fellow called Tahir, Mutta Bibishal, which can be in next Sif. So Mr. Shem, Sif Gimel, next. Havish is a parent. It's the Rabbanon, Al-Smar Sayyid.